Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever.
Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and sing. Come on, if you know it's awesome, say. Come on and lift your voice.
Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
praise his holy name. Somebody ought to celebrate the arms of God. Oh.
Good evening. Welcome to the next chapter, Log Talk Radio. It is indeed a pleasure that you all are listening tonight. I'm looking forward to having many more weeks of wonderful Log Talk Radio shows. I'm standing in for Mary Hollis tonight. Mary is on standby. Hopefully she will become available before the end of our show. We want to always encourage you to invite others to listen in on Tuesday evenings at 11 o'clock p.m. We want to tell you a little bit about the next chapter first. The next chapter is a ministry for widows that we like to make sure that they have received some love and support and caring for at least the first 3 years of their law. The next chapter, Widows Ministry, is actually approaching now 10th year, a whole 10 years of serving widows. Our scripture reference is found in the book of Peter, where it says, honor widows that are widows indeed. We will be talking to you tonight on love. Love is a wonderful thing. And sometimes when we think about now that you don't have a husband anymore, what is love? The Bible is very clear on what love is. Love is one of those things that sometimes we treat just as a feeling. Sometimes it's a feeling of I feel loved or I don't feel loved. The Bible lets us know that love is an action verb. Tina Turner says, what's love got to do with this? Well, I want to let you know that tonight love has everything to do with it. In the book of John, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would never perish, but they would have everlasting life. You see, love is an action verb. Love is one of those things that you show. It's just not what you say. You show love. God showed his love in John chapter 3, verse 16, by saying he gave. But if you look over a couple more books in the Bible, you'll get to the book of Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 talks about what love is also. Lists lots of things that love is. It first of all talks about love is patient. Anybody pray for patience these days? Well, certainly we hope so, because we will realize that you have to have lots of patience to love. Patience to love your children, patience to love your neighbors. Sometimes we even need patience to love ourselves, because sometimes we no longer can do things, so we need patience. Also, love is kind. Love is showing consideration for others. Love is going out of the way a little bit for someone. It says love does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. Love is not any of those things. It doesn't boast. It's not proud. It doesn't envy. But let me tell you what it does also not do. It does not dishonor others. Love is not backbiting and malicious talking and conniving. Love is not those things. It does not seek yourself. So that means love is not selfish. It is not easily angered. Some of us sometimes have a problem with our anger. We get very, very upset. But Corinthians tells us that love is not easily angered. It does not keep track of wrongdoings. You know, sometimes We keep diaries, we keep journals, we keep these little ledgers of all sorts of information. Have you ever kept a ledger of something, of what someone has done wrong to you? Did you keep track of all the times that someone hurt you or someone said something mean or evil to you? Well, we learn here in the Bible that it says that love does not do that. Love does not keep a record. Nor does love delight in evil, but it rejoices with truth. Now, that's exciting. You know, evil things and evil thoughts and evil words wouldn't get you excited if you love someone, but it rejoices with the truth. And sometimes truth can be quite painful. Love always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes. And it always perseveres. Now, that's a lot there. Love protects. When you love someone, you protect them. You trust them. And you always hope and persevere. And not only do those characteristics show up in other people, you want them to show up in yourself because you want to be the person that can exhibit and show love just like Christ showed love. Now, if we move on down to verse 8 of that chapter, it also talks about love never fails. It never, ever fails. Love doesn't get tired of doing things. Sometimes we say, I'm just tired of doing that. But love never fails. And so we want to let you know that when we've thought about all of the things that we can do, all the things that we can say, all of the goals that we can set, verse 13 says, of all of faith, all of hope, and all of love, the greatest of these is love. And we want us to love one another in our group. We want us to love widows, love everyone. We want our lives to reflect the love that God has shown us. So tonight, just remember that God loves you, and that same love that he has for you, he wants it to flow over, and you want to be able to show love to others. It's easy to love those who love you and take care of you and show love, but can we love those who do not love us back? Can we love those people who have mistreated us, who have done evil against us? Can we love those people who have lied on us, who have interfered with us possibly getting a promotion on our job? Can we love people who have taken advantage of us, mistreated us, abused us? When we think about God and how he suffered such an excruciating, painful death, he was able to hang on that cross in spite of all that he had done for people, and he was able to say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So when people we know cause us harm and anguish, let our love for them show so much that we can look like Christ. We would love to be mistaken for Christ. There's a story of a young lady who was blind, who was in a busy airport selling apples. And on the way past the apple stand was this man in a hurry to catch his flight. In the process, he bumped the table, and some of the apples started rolling all over the floor. Well, most of the other people kept walking, but he stopped and turned around and started helping the lady put the apples back up on the table. In doing so, he had to risk potentially even missing his flight. So when he got finished, the lady who was blind said to him, thank you, sir. Is your name Jesus? And the guy turned around and says, no, my name is not Jesus. Why would you think that? She says, because I just asked Jesus to help me, and you came along and you helped me, so I thought you were Jesus because that's what Jesus would do. So I ask you the question. In the course of your day today, what did you do that someone could turn around and say, are you Jesus? We want our lives to reflect Jesus Christ and the love that he has for us. So we're not going to keep you the full time tonight because I'm standing in for Mary Hollis, our wonderful director. But I do want you to know that we have a trip coming up. That's right, a trip coming up to Savannah, Georgia. Now, Savannah is a beautiful historic place, and we would love for you to join us on our weekend trip. It will be held the first weekend in June, that Friday, that Saturday, and that Sunday. So if you're interested, please give me a call, Sheila Coley, or give Mary Hollis a call. You can reach me, Sheila Coley, at 404-713-2390. Again, that's 404-713-2390. Or you can call Mary Hollis at 770-981-9118. Again, that's 770-981-9118. So many of us have already started making our deposits and paying on the trip, so we encourage you to come on along and invite others. We still have room on the bus for you. Also, by the way of announcements, we have our 10th anniversary that we'll be celebrating in June. Excuse me, not in June. We'll be celebrating it in September. We'd like for you to be a part of that. So the next time you bump into a widow, I want you to share the next chapter with them and let them know that God is doing a new thing in their life. And if they would just be patient and accept God's will, they would be so excited what God has planned for them. So we want you to stay tuned for all of our announcements. For those of you who are on our mailing list, our voicemail mailing list, you'll be getting calls from calling posts from Mary Hollis. And those of you who are on our email distribution list, you should also be getting emails about all of our upcoming announcements. We thank you so very much for listening. We want to let you know that we love you, we care about you, and not only does God love you, but so do we. Thanks again for listening, and we welcome you back on next Tuesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Thank you, and have a most blessed evening.